coal was once king of the southern Illinois economy, but no longer. Nathan Threewitt lives in the area. He explains mining jobs evaporated.
18 years ago, give or take a couple, people went from making a nice upper-class living to nothing at all. Couldn't find work. Everybody had to move.
You had that happen in your own family?
Yep. My dad's got 10 brothers and sisters, and they went from everybody had clothes for school, everybody had food to eat, to they didn't know how the hell it was going to happen.
Even though Threewitt has a tough history with coal, he's actually trying to get into the industry. In fact, I find him while he's taking a break from a coal mining training class at Rendlake College. I know at one time classes like these had been canceled. I tracked down instructor David Colombo to see what's changed.
This room is where I train miners for the most part.
Hey, what's this?
This is a high voltage cable.
This is almost as thick as your arm.
This isn't the biggest of the bigs either.
Right now, fewer than 4,000 Illinois miners need to be familiar with equipment like this. But Colombo gets calls from mining companies in the area who need trained workers. So his school is growing to keep up.
Why have faith that you're going to need space for miners to be trained?
I know that the mine permitting that is going on at present time is the highest it's been in 30 years. Gentlemen in this afternoon's class are actually going to start sinking the mine within the next week or two. Right now it just employs 10 people, but about a year from now that same mine is going to employ probably 110 people.
People use words like rebound and comeback when they describe the Illinois coal industry. But how did Illinois coal ever get on its knees in the first place? I mean, coal provides half of the country's power. Didn't we need Illinois coal? To understand what happened, you have to dial back a little.
Well, it's really the effect of the Clean Air Act amendments of 1990.
This is John Mead. He heads coal research at Southern Illinois University. He says Illinois coal is blessed with high energy, but it's cursed with sulfur that caused acid rain and lung disease. The amendments aim to cut that.
Most utilities were able to switch to lower sulfur coal, and that's just what they did.
In fact, utilities opened new mines out west where the coal has less sulfur. As for an Illinois coal turnaround,
today, sulfur and other materials in the coal can be managed and controlled pretty effectively with technology.
So now Illinois coal can better compete with lower sulfur coal. But here's the thing. There could be another pollution clampdown in the works. You know about that whole global warming thing, right? Well, carbon dioxide is a big cause, and coal produces carbon dioxide in spades. Scientists say cutting coal emissions would be a quick way to cut carbon. So miners in southern Illinois get mixed messages. The country wants their coal again, but maybe not for long. Miner-to-be Nathan Threewitt says he's thought this through.
Well, if anybody's looked at the economics of it, it's going to go back. Coal used to be $15 a ton. It's now about $65 a ton. It's going to do nothing but go up. You're going to have all these coal companies that's got coal left in the ground. It used to not be worth it to get the money out. Now it's worth it.
You like those odds?
Yeah, I do. I'm rolling the dice on it.
Threewitt figures he's got time to build a career from coal while America makes up its mind just how clean it wants its coal-fired electricity. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.